Sure.
Rusty, 85 and 14. Seeing a little bit of that funny looking thing in the sky they call the sun.
Up to it. They say we got some more of that ugly black stuff that shows up. You know, those clouds with the that liquid moisture that comes out of them. They say we're going to see some more of that later this afternoon.
Oh, well, we could use good rain.
The half inch I got in about 15 to 20 minutes this morning, between 9:25 and 9:45, I had a half inch of rain get dumped into my rain gauge this morning. Fortunately, I didn't have any hail, but you know, the rain come down so hard I couldn't see the road from my front porch.
Yeah, we had something like that just a few days ago. Well, yesterday when it rained. Yeah, it was yesterday. I'm glad you got it. I mean, no, sorry you got it instead of us. Anyways, I'd be lying if I said we needed more. I think they said on the news the other night, and it's been about a week ago, that we were 20 inches ahead of the norms. And I think now we're more like 25 inches ahead of the norms. And but there was a cold front coming, if you want to call it that, and drier air for the next few days, I think. I don't know when that starts, though, Rusty.
Yeah, that begins in tomorrow and for the next several days. This is the last of the rain moving out this afternoon, this evening, and maybe a little bit in the morning, but according to the weather, I was watching it earlier, and they're talking about it moving on out, and all. I needed a break. I've been sitting over here sorting QSL cards for the last 2.5 days.
Must be messing with the bureau. I got a few from them here a while back, but I haven't been active, so don't get any, and I don't do digital, so I definitely haven't got any. I did get my Carolina Wyndham down. I know that one half of it we replaced 4 years ago in 2016, and the other part's been up there, oh, heck, 6, 8, 9 years anyways, so I can't complain, but I still got a super loop up, and I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet, because I may have a tree or two removed out there, and that'll change my logistics, shall we say.
The QSL cards I'm dealing with all have to do with the 3905 Century Club that it's a worked all stage and DX awards net, and I've got to get my cards lined up for some awards I've earned and get them in to get the applications in. But first of all, I got to go back and find the two original applications, dummy up the two original applications, because somewhere around 2010, I got the two awards, a 75-meter 100-point award, a 40-meter CW 100-point award, and one in 2005, one in 2006, and then some in 2010, the awards manager for this area, for the fourth call area, he passed away, and seemed like somebody chunked a bunch of the stuff we had, so a lot of that stuff's missing, so I had to go back and fix up something to cover that time period so that when I apply for the other awards, they'll have they'll see the ones that I've used, because you can't use them on the progressive awards but once at a time. So anyway, but yeah, I've got the folks from HTR calling me this afternoon, and sometime around 3 o'clock, and got to figure out what their latest update to why my radio, one of the sections of my radio doesn't work like it's supposed to. WU2T.
Well, Rusty, I'm going to have to cut it short here. We'll be back out in a little bit. Boy, I had a bad night. I didn't sleep well. I probably sound like it. We are over here where the son-in-law works, and I have four Toyota Tacoma wheels to sell that I've had stored for a couple of years. And I had the son-in-law sell them. I'm going to give the grandkids some money for them. He sold them on Facebook, I think. Anyways, good to hear you. I'll let you go. Listen to your old TR.
All right, Tommy, you and Bernice have a good afternoon. We'll catch you later in 0TRW2T.
Worried we were going to drop it. We were having to pick it up, and put it in place, and if we had tilted it out just a little bit and it got away from us, it would have fallen down three stories into the lobby. Of course, there's nobody down there, but that would have been an atom bomb, too.
Imagine what an egg slicer does to an egg. Had there been anyone in the lobby, that would have been bad.
All right, Glenn, I need to run. I want to hear Trump. He was supposed to be on at 2 o'clock, but I think he's coming on any minute. So y'all have a good one, and we'll see you later. W4NGU, clear.
Woodruff Road here. I'm looking for that batteries plus place. So let me clear with y'all so I can concentrate on what I'm doing. KD2BNG, I'll be clear. 73s, I'll talk to you later.